Maida, the 12th of October, Rosh Chodesh Ma'am Cheshvan, Rabbi Eli Kahop, Insight into Parshas Noah.
Chodesh. Rishus, I'd like to divide the Shia up into two. The first will be a Dvar Alocha, as to the question of the procedure, how we do Bris Milah to a Ger, and I'll show you where we learn that from this week's Parsha, or at least a Makor. The other issue we'll discuss is the Medrash that tells us that in the Schus, that Shem and Yefes took the Simlo to cover the Erva of their father, so Klal Yisrael was Zoche LeTalis. We'll discuss that because we know that Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Bring Nechut V'Atzroich now," and from there the Gemara tells us that we were Zoche LeTalis. We'll have to understand and reconcile that supposed stira. So if we go to the first part of the story, when Noach and his children come out of the teva, pasuk says, "Vayochel Noach isha adama vayito korim." So the first thing that Noach did wrong was that he became chulin. Vayochel is loshon chulin. He made himself attached to the ground. He was once called ish tzadik tomim hoya b'dayrosov. Here the pasuk calls him ish ha'adama, the opposite extreme. Vayesh min ayayin vayishko. Everybody knows vayishkal b'soicha holoi vayar choma viknan es ervas ovi vayagedish ne'echob b'chutz. Chom saw his father in this degenerated state, and he went to tell his brothers. Vayikach shem v'yefes es asimlo v'yosimu al shchem shneem v'yelchu achiranis. Shem and Yefes took the simlo v'yachasu eis ervas aviem. They covered the erva, the naked part of the body of their father Noach, ufneem achiranis v'ervas aviem loiro, and they didn't see, they didn't look at the erva of their father, which seems to suggest that we're talking about goyim. The Torah wasn't given yet. There's a din erva by a goy. A goy has an erva. That means that we know that if we want to say a bracha, or we want to read krishma, or certain mitzvahs that the Gemara talks about, for example, giving truma, it has to be done in a state where we're clothed. We can't have any naked part of our bodies revealed. The Torah called the erva of Noach an erva, which means that l'chayra, the same din would apply to goyim, that they have a din erva. The Gemara in Brochus says, "Tachof hey omed beis." Omar Rav Yehuda, "Akum orum osur likrois krishma kenegdo." An akum, a goy who is unclothed, osur to read krishma in front of him. In other words, his erva constitutes erva for the halacha of not mentioning Shem Hashem in front of that erva. Says the Gemara, "My area akum afilu Yisrael nami." What's the chiddush? Yisrael pshitalei the osur. Yisrael, we know Yisrael atem kruim adam klal Yisrael, at a dignified state, and we are expected to go with the name Elohim, and avada the erva of the year constitutes erva. However, says the Gemara, "Ela akum itzrichalei ma'u the tema hoyo v'ksiv behu asher psar chamorim besorom." And the pasuk continues, "Zirmas susim zirmosom." That means that goyim are not considered; they're considered like behemoths as far as klape yid is concerned. The posor is psar chamorim, the zirmas zirmas susim. Therefore, ema kachamor ba'almahu. He's a donkey. Now, I don't have a problem of reading krishma. If there's no bad smell, no bad odor, I can read krishma and I can mention Shem Hashem in front of an animal. So I might think that the same would apply in front of an akum who is naked, because psar chamorim psorom. So he's a chamor ba'alma. Says the Gemara, komash valon deinu nami ikru erva. They also called erva. Why is a guy called erva? Dichsiv quotes the Gemara from our pasuk, the erva saviyem loiro. That shame and Yefes covered Noach because of the erva saviyem loiro. It's mashma that it hates the erva. It constitutes erva. Fine. So now we know, and that's our locha brought down in Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, and we hold like that, that you can't read krishma in front of a naked person, whether he's a yid or whether he's a goy. Comes along the Rosh, right over here, Chofei Omed Beis, brings the Gemara, Omrav Yudah Knani, Orum Osur Likres Krishma Kenegdoi. Afal Pi, Dichsivu Ashet Psar Chamorim. Even though they've got a din, you would have thought they've got a din of a chamor, like a donkey. However, Hoksivuim Erva, the Torah does call their Erva an Erva, Dichsivu Erva Saviyem Loiro. Okay? That's the Gemara. Says the Rosh, Hilka chamo es hager. What happens if a ger is coming mitachas kanfei hashchina, and now he needs Lila and Tvila. So now what's the procedure? Tzarech lachasois ervosoi b'shas habrocha. When you do the brocha, when you mal a ger, you have to cover the erva, because his erva is an erva. Now what about every time we do a bris on a cotton? The yesh noegim gam kein k'shem malin es ha-cotton, the yesh oimim de'ein tzarech. So some say the rosh is some of them given by cotton, and some say that you don't have to do it by cotton. Yes, what's the reason? To cover the erva of definitely of a ger, of a goy, because we for the possible that they called an erva, and some say even by cotton, but he says no, you don't have to cover a cotton. And the Divrei Chamudos explains very simply, because the Rosh himself says that there's no problem of Hoya Machanecho Kodesh, which is really the Makor of Erva, not to mention Hashem's name in Erva. So he says the reason is the Gam Nira Kiven Delit Kunei Hamila Koosi Kareinu Beishapi V'Hoya Machanecho Kodesh. Whenever it comes to Mila, you're involved in the Mila. I thought Reb Moshe Feinstein has a svara that when you put on your tefillin over here, so it's also an Erva. What's the problem? V'Hoya Machanecho Kodesh, you shouldn't be allowed to make a bracha, but that's the derech to put on tefillin. So we don't call that an Erva. So the Rosh seems to be saying Lit Kunei Mila, it's all part and parcel of the preparation and the procedure of how we do Mila, so therefore there's no problem. The Divrei Chamudos says on the spot down here at the bottom that with this Svar of the Rosh there's a Kula and there's a Chumra. The Kula will be that when it comes to Mila, even by a Ger, you wouldn't have to cover him up, because a Ger is also Tikkuni Mila. He's also part of the procedure of Mila, so therefore it wouldn't be an Erva Klapi the Ger either. There's also a Chumra, and that is that when it would come to read Krishna, even a cotton's erva would be a problem, because the whole svara we're saying over here by Mila, why you do not have to cover the erva, and you can mention Hashem's name in front of the erva, is because tikkuni Mila, that's the procedure of Mila. There's no other way to do the Mila. The Mila, you've got to be ready to do it. The bracha's got to be over Lasiyosan right before the mitzvah. There's no other way to do it. But by Krishna, which is the Gemara's Ika Halacha, that you can't read Krishna in front of a goy or cotton or anybody who's orim, who's naked, so that would apply even if he's a cotton. The Tur brings down the Bala Itur that says that this whole din of cotton, the erva of a cotton, is only someone who's less than Tess, 9 years old, who's ain't a royal beer. Okay. And the Bach says that the svar of ain't a royal beer is the svar of Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says a very interesting thing, and he says that when the Rambam brings down, I'll read it out to you in a minute, the Rambam brings down the halacha by Krishna, the Rambam says that a cotton kishem she osu likres keneged tzoyo o meimei raglaim at sheyarchi kach osu likres keneged ha'erva. You can't read Krishna keneged ha'erva afilu goy oi cotton lo yikore keneged ervosom afilu hoysa mechitas el suchis mafsekes. Okay, so the Rambam says clearly that when it comes to Krishna, you can't read Krishna in front of an erva, even if it's an erva's cotton. That fits very well with what we've said up until now. But Rabbeinu Yoina says that when it comes to Mila, you can make a brocha by the cotton, even though you haven't covered the erva of the cotton. Either Rambam says by Krishna that you can't read Krishna. We're comparing now Krishna and Mila. He says no, we can be somech on all the other Rishonim that learn that by Mila you can make the brocha by a cotton even without covering the erva. I think it's clear so far. Up until now we've basically been magdir that by Krishna you can't, by Mila there's a svara to say that you can say the brocha by a cotton, and even by a ger, l'chora. And the svara would be that when it's considered part of or procedure of the Mila, it wouldn't be a problem. However, the Bach asks very simply on Rabbeinu Yoina that where does he get the svara that the Rambam would hold the same thing by Krishna as he does by they hold the same by Mila as he does by Krishna? Because the Rambam says very clearly, and this is what we have to deal with right now. Again, the Rambam said by Krishna that even a cotton erva would be osur, you wouldn't be allowed to read Krishna in front of the cottons ever. However, when it comes to Mila, the Rambam says very interestingly, Hamo Odom Godoil, Tzorich Lachasois Ervosoi, Achi Yavorech, Vachakach Megaleu Umo Oisoi. The Rambam says that by Mila, it's Dafka, an Odom Godoil, whose erva has to be covered by the Brocha, Mashma, that an erva of a cotton wouldn't have to be covered. So we've got a few things to understand, just to be magdil. Firstly, What's the difference according to the Rambam that Krishna, he says that the Erev of a cotton does need to be covered? You can't read Krishna in front of the Erev of a cotton. Whereas Bamila, he says only Adam Godel has to be covered. The other Shaila is, why did Rabbeinu Yonah think that the Rambam holds the same thing by Mila as he does by Krishna? The Rambam clearly says by Mila there's a difference. And the third question which I'd like to ask is a kasha that everybody asks on the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that an Ervas cotton, the Ervas goy is an Erva. How do I know? Because it says the Ervas aviem loy ro. Now who does it say the Ervas aviem loy ro by? Who's it referring to? Noach. Noach is a ben Noach, he's a goy, for all intents and purposes he's a goy. But a goy had no real din of a goy before Matan Torah. Once Matan Torah came along and changed everything around, and now we've got this pasuk of Psach Amorim Besorom, and only Atem Kruim Odom, like the Gemara says in a few places, so only Atem Kruim Odom, only our Erva, only a Yiz Erva is an Erva, but a Goy's Erva is not an Erva. So yes, you've got a pasuk that says the Erva Saviyim Loi Ro, but when was that pasuk written, Rabbi Sai? That pasuk was written before Matan Torah. How can that pasuk tell me that today, Noch Matan Torah, there's a din that a Goy's Erva is considered an Erva? So the Klichemdo says a very nice pshat. And he says the following. And with this pshat, we can hopefully answer all the kashas. He says like this, that even though today a goy might have a din of psach hamoirim, that his bosor, his flesh is psach hamoirim, but his bosor was once upon a time, it was osur. That erva, that aver, if you want to call it, that din had a din erva, had a din isur by him. So even though now it might be that he's no longer called an odom and he's called psach hamoirim, but because the din was chal on his erva once upon a time, so that din stays klapivus. And he says the same would be by a cotton. A cotton isn't really osur. A cotton's erva isn't really osur because we've got svaros to say that it's all part of the Mila, and anyway, a cotton is not roi labia. We brought the svar of the tour. A cotton is not roi labia. His erva is not an erva. However, says the Kli Chemdo, that since he's going to become an erva, so that means that aver, that erva, is going to be osid lovo in the future, in another couple of years. That aver, that erva, is going to be osur. So that erva is going to be osur. It's already chal on it a din erva. So even though it's not a real isur, but there's some sort of a swar over here to say that the chalois din, the shame of the erva is chal now, and that shame erva will continue even though b'nei Noach goyim are no longer called Odom, and so too by the cotton, that even though now he's a cotton and he's not goy labia, so there is no din erva, but later on it will become an erva. Now with this swara we can answer all three kashas, because the first kasha was why Rabbeinu Yonah thought on the Rambam that on the one hand, what's the difference between the din of Mila and the din of Krishma? By the Krishma, the Rambam paskins that a cotton's erva is an erva, you can't read Krishma, and yet by Mila he paskins that it's only by a godel. The Teretz is like this, because the Rambam, we could say, holds like the Svar of the Divrei Chamudas. The Divrei Chamudas says, if you remember, that there's a difference between Mila and Krishna. But Mila is Tikkuni Mila. It's part of the procedure. The Rambam could also hold this. The Rosh holds this throughout, that anything that's part of the procedure of Mila cancels the problem of Erva, whether it be a cotton, whether it be a ger. But maybe the Rambam would hold, no. When it's a real Erva, I can't use the Svara. I can only use the Svara when it's an erva, like we've explained now, where it's not really osur, it's only osur because it's either going to become osur or it was osur once upon a time. So I've got a tzirut, I've got a combination of two svaras. The first svara is that I'm involved in a mila, and the other svara is that this erva isn't really osur. It's going to become osur one day, the cotton, or it was once upon a time osur, the erva of a goy. That's why the Rambam says, Hamol Odom Godol. Odom, why doesn't the Rambam say Hamol Odom Godol? Why didn't the Rambam say Hamol Godol? If you mal a godol, you have to cover the erva. Why Odom and Godol? Or Hamol Tzorech Lechatzis Erva. The Rambam with the words Odom and Godol is coming to negate two other people. Odom is coming to negate Goyim, and Godol is coming to negate the child, the cotton. Hamol Odom Godol. If you've got an Odom who's a Yid and he's a Godol, so his erva is a real erva. His erva is a real erva. You have to be mechatzis the erva. Whereas if you're dealing with a person who's not an Adam or who's not a Godel, you're dealing with either a Goy or you're dealing with a minor, a child, so his Erva is not a real Erva, that Svara, together with a Svara that now I'm involved in the Milah, so you wouldn't have to be Machasa the Erva. And with this we can answer the Kasha that we asked, why the Gomorrah brings the Raya from Bnei Noach or from Goyim before Matan Torah. What would be the halacha by Goyim after Matan Torah? The Teretz is exactly, the Gemara brought that raya because that's the point. The point is that I only need a special ribui, and the nafkamina would only be on such a person whose erva isn't a real erva, and because his erva isn't a real erva, I've got a svara to say why I shouldn't have to cover his erva, and therefore that svara only applies by Mila. But by Krishna, I don't have that svara. Because by I'm reading Shem Hashem. So even whether it be that I'm reading Krishna in front of a real Erva, of course I have to cover the Erva. But even if I'm reading Krishna in front of a Goy, who doesn't have a real Erva, but I've got no other Svara to tell me, like Tikkunei Milah, when I'm preparing for the Milah, I've got no other Svara to tell me that I shouldn't have to cover the Erva. So therefore, by Krishna, there's no other Svara, so therefore we'll be also even by a cotton, and even by a Goy. Okay. He said we'd address the other Shaila. Rashi brings down the Medrash that says Shem Shin is Amitz Bemila Yoiser Niyef Bemitzvah Yoiser Niyef. It says Vayikach Shem Vayefes Es Asimlo Vayosimu Al Shem Shneim. Vayikach is Loshen Yochid. Shem v'yefes, there were two of them. So why is it only Vayikach? Because, says Rashi, Limed al Shem shenis amets b'mitzvah yoysem v'yefes. Shem was more involved. Lekach zochu bonov letalit shaltitis. Therefore, the Medrash Rabbah, therefore his children were zoicha to the mitzvah of titis. I'll read you a Gemara in Sota, which seems to contradict this Medrash. The Gemara says all the things that happened by Avraham Avinu and different schusim for different things that he said. He says offer of Eifer, Anochi offer of Eifer. The Gemara says he was zoicha to the mitzvah to Afar Soita and Eifer Kisoy Adam. The Gemara says Bischar Sheomer Avraham Avinu. This is in Soita Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Bischar Sheomer Avraham Avinu in Michut Vatzroich Now. He says in Michut Vatzroich Now Vani Ashati Es Avraham when Avi Melech wanted to give him wealth after the Maaseh with Sarah, he says, no, I'm not taking anything from you because I've got a Avtocha from the Eibishter, I've got a Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be to make me wealthy. So in Michut Batzreich now, Zochu Bonav Lebeiz Mitzvahs, Chut Shel Tcheles, Veretzua Shel Tvilin. Chut Shel Tcheles is Titzis, Veretzua Shel Tvilin. Here the Pasuk tells us that because Shem was Nisamit, Yoyser, Ni, Yefes, Zochu Bonav, the Mitzvahs Talis. This is the Mizrochi's Kasha on the Medrash. The Kli Yochor has three terutim, and I'd like to share them with you. The first terut is Pshat, and the next two terutim are, you can either call them Remez or Drush, as you feel more comfortable with. So he says like this. The first Pshat is that there's two things over here. There's a simlo and there's titis. There's the actual beged of the talis and there's the titis. Now how do you know to be machalek between the two? So Rashi brings a medrash in Kiseitse by Shiluach HaKan. Mm-hmm. After Shiluach HaKan is the mitzvah of Makeh, and after that is all other mitzvahs, talis, and the medrash says that if you makai in the one mitzvah, so mitzvah gereres mitzvah, you get to be makai in the other mitzvah. If you are makai in mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a house. If you makai in the mitzvah of Makeh on the house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a simlo. And if you get a simlo, you'll have a mitzvah of tzitzis. So the simlo, the tzitzis aren't, you can only be makai in the mitzvah of tzitzis with the talis. So, Shem was the one who was zoicha to, his kibud for his father, his zera, his children were zoicha to the mitzvah, to the aspect of talis, which is the simlo. And Avraham Avinu, who said Michut Vatzroich now, so his children were Zoicha to the Chutim. So therefore we can be Makayim both. Both Avraham Avinu and Shem had to do with the Schus Mitzvah of Talis and Tzitzis. Rashi says talis shel titzis. So Rashi's meduyek. Rashi says not the titzis necessarily, but talis shel titzis. Very nice. Okay, very good. Rashi's meduyek. It's not titzis in general. It's dafka the talis of the titzis. It's the talis which brings about the mitzvah of titzis. The next teretz he says as follows: that titzis is matzil from arayis. There's a Gemara in Menachos, a famous story. Person was very zoy in the midst of tzitzis. Shoma sheyesh zoyna bekracha hayam shemetelet dalet mea zehuvim b'schorot. Shigel lo arba mea zehuvim b'kova lo zman. A person arranged with a zoyna. Zman oibo v'yoshav ala pesach. And he sat there by the door. Nichneso shivchoso v'omer lo oisoy odom sheshigel lo dalet mea zehuvim bo. The person who sent you and made the appointment is here. V'yoshav ala pesach. Omer he kones. Nichnas he came in. He tziloi. Gemara goes into the whole story over here. He tziloi zayin matzois. Kesef, Shulzov, etc. And it says, as he was about to sit down, Bo dalet tziyoysov, v'tofkuloi alponov, nishmat v'yoshveloi. Kitsa, the mitzvah of tzitzis saved this person from arayis. It's yodua that tzitzis can be matzil a person from arayis. And if a person is matzil, is magdil himself from arayis, the Gemara tells us he's nitzil from anius. So that means that in tzitzis, there's two toitzois, there's two effects of tzitzis. The first effect of tzitzis is that a person can be mitzvah from arayis, and the next thing that a tzitzis can be mitzvah a person from is anius. So shame was makayim the chelek of the arayis. Chom saw his father in the state that he saw him. Shame and yefes came to the rescue. Bischus that, we were zoicha to talis. Ah, but talis is tzitzis is avrom avinu. The teretz is there's two aspects in talis. There's two aspects in tzitzis. The first aspect is, says the Kli Yoka, the first aspect is from the Gemara, is to be matul from znus, from arayis, and that we got from shame. The second aspect is anius we got from Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu says, in michut v'atshoich now, I'm not choymet anybody else's money, I don't desire anybody else's money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look after me. That's the inyan of to be matul, to be nitzel, to be saved from anius. So there's two aspects in tzitzis, and those two aspects were niskayim, one by Avraham Avinu and one by shame. And he goes one step further, and he brings the other Gemara, and this is the last teretz. The Gemara says, "Manishtanot tcheles." Why dafke is the mitzvah of tzitzis to put in blue? Because tcheles doime leyam, the yam doime lerakia, velerakia lekisei akovet shenem v'tachas raglov kamase livnas osapir. When we see the tcheles, when we see the tzitzis, it's meant to remind us of all sorts of things. It's meant to remind us of the yam, and the yam will bring to the rakia. What says the Kli Yoka? What's the attribute of the yam? The yam is that it's nigdar, it's completely godur, it's completely surrounded by its yavosho, and the yam is never poyet migidroso. The yam never goes out of its boundaries, and that's the same aspect of znus and anius, because znus is a person has to be magdir himself, he has to boundary himself against arayis. And anius is the same thing. A person knows that what belongs to someone else is not his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives everything. So that aspect of that limud, both these two limudim come from the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore it makes sense that both Avraham Avinu, who was the aspect of momon, of chemdas momon, of being mistapik with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and shame, who was magdir from Narayas, have to do with the mitzvah of tzitzis, and therefore the Medrash and the Gemara are both correct, that both Bishchus Shem and Bishchus Avram, we were zoicha to the mitzvah of tzitzis.